Previously, Uncoupled with Chaos, a personal podcast.
48 hours is what I generally... Now I'm in another room sleeping, and on the TV is 48 hours, the CBS show. That's what I watch going to bed.
You know what's cute? Is me. After you go to work and you leave the animal channel on for her.
Oh, yeah, I do.
And I come back there, and she's just engrossed in whatever animal show is on. It's so cute.
I try to put on the show TV where I think there'll be like pet noises, because our other dogs,
she loves it.
Our other dogs, if you play them a recording of a dog or a cat or anything, they're oblivious to it. But Jenny hears
it. She thinks
they're
in the room.
Sees it and then goes and looks behind the TV because she thinks it's back there.
I'm Kelly.
And I'm Steve.
And this is Coupled with Chaos.
So who would have thought, like I said, before, as we get started, I was just, I was telling you that Entertainment Tonight was on in the background, and I saw that they're going to do a reboot of Melrose Place.
It's so wild.
And that was a show that, when we first got together, it was a show you were watching. I just remember it being a thing.
Yeah.
So Melrose Place.
Indeed. That's great.
Yep. Like a bunch of old people. I don't even know what the network could be that they're doing it on.
Yeah, I don't know. That's wild.
Yep. So for us, it was kind of, you know, you keep an eye on the Netflix, top list.
New releases and stuff.
It's pretty much like a thing for you. I mean, you kind of get a lot of what you watch even from it, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we don't watch previews or really get into any of that happens. So
yeah, what happens is because I keep up with rating things that I watch on Netflix, they email me when something is coming up, like the next month for a new release that they think I will like, and it'll let me save it, and it'll send me a reminder on the release date. And so then I've already picked out, I want to watch the show when it comes out. And so as soon as it tells me, hey, that show you wanted to watch is now available, I go watch it. And so this was one of those that I had saved.
We've talked in recent weeks about the foster puppy and all that. And so we're kind of, one of us lives in the back room pretty much all the time. And so, but we don't all go back there because we do have other dogs and we don't want everybody to be ignored.
Right.
So every time I kept coming back, I noticed you were watching. What I first thought when I saw it was like 60 Days In is what I thought you were watching.
Yeah, it was kind of similar.
Because it was, your county jail lockup type of thing. And I didn't, it wasn't until I made a couple of other trips in that I really figured out what was going on.
And you were like, hey, this is kind of interesting. You started standing there and watching it.
So you were, what was it called that you were watching? It was
Unlocked.
So you had
an experiment.
Did you get all the way through it?
Yeah.
You saw all of it? There were like 8 episodes.
Yeah.
So I saw part of one and maybe somewhere around episode 6 or something like that, or the end of 5, beginning of 6. So now that the weekend started, I was in the back room. We're going to try. I guess we'll probably end up talking about it since we're talking about it now. But if you haven't seen it, Unlocked, a jail experiment is what it's called. And so it is a Netflix top thing.
It's really good.
And so we kind of cover Accused, Guilty, or Innocent, 60 Days In. We've done Inmate to Roommate. So it's kind of, we've got a jail thing. I think frequently watch shows like
Crunch
that.
Shows.
Yeah. So this was pretty interesting.
It really was.
So if you haven't seen it yet, I think we'll try not to. I don't think we'll spoil anything. I mean, it's still a jail show, so I guess we won't unveil what happens at the end. I think we could do that, right? And just not say maybe what the sheriff's decision was or whatever at the end.
Mm.
So the theory here is this is Little Rock, Arkansas, Pulaski County, and so they've got, I mean, how many people would you say were in that pod? 50, probably 100, maybe
100,
probably 100. I would say maybe 25 cells on the first floor and 25 on the second, somewhere around there. So the theory is they had been locked up for 23 hours a day and out for one, which to me just seems Wow.
Barbaric.
Yeah. I mean, this is a county jail, and these are some of these people are. I mean, who are the people that would be in here? Pretty much people waiting trial.
Mostly waiting sentencing.
Mm. Or,
you know, the convicted and awaiting sentencing.
Or waiting to be transported to another facility.
Right.
So I think that's just who's here. So the theory is that they're just going to unlock the doors. And
allow them to live as a community without the presence of even a guard.
Mm-hmm. I the thought even of 23 in the theory, 23 and one just seems really hard, right? It just does.
Well, it makes people, you know, wild.
Mm-hmm. I just.
I mean, you remember that other jail show we watched, one of the 60 days in during COVID, where they had to do quarantine first, and how nuts it made people literally lose their minds.
It was a week, wasn't it?
Yeah.
They just had to do a week in quarantine, and then they could go out. And in that week, they were losing people.
Yeah. I mean, literally, they were snapping.
Mm-hmm.
So you see how it changes behavior. It's not humane.
I think, so your thoughts on this Sheriff Higgins, just in general, he seemed genuine?
Him. Yeah, I thought so. And he seemed reasonable and, you know, open.
Mm-hmm. His theory was, I think you could probably expound on it a little better. It'd probably be better if we would have, this is the disadvantage of not like having, we don't do a take a bunch of notes podcast, but his theory on recidivism and jails in other countries was what?
Well, I mean, I've seen a lot of even jail shows about prisons in other countries around the world and how they handle prison situations and incarceration and, you know, the desire to rehabilitate people versus just punish. And I think the countries you see that have less recidivism and, you know, less barbaric people coming out of their prison system are like in Denmark, where they do live as a community. It's just a closed community.
They
cook for themselves. We saw one, you remember? They cooked for themselves.
World's most dangerous prisons or something?
Yes,
wasn't that?
Mm-hmm, it was one of those. Yep. And they, you know, had activity rooms and stuff, and they, you know, went about their day. They had jobs to do because it was like a self-sustaining community.
Mm.
And, you know, they had to figure out how to get along.
You'd assume a lot of times, I think our assumption of what jails are at this level, I mean, I understand prisons are a little different, right? This isn't, at this point, this isn't prison.
Right.
They aren't in prison. They're in a county jail.
Right.
And so some people are there. I mean, I could be wrong, but my thought is if you're serving less than a year, you're in a place like this. If you're waiting trial, you're in a place like this. If you're waiting to go to the penitentiary, you can be here also. So the thought here is that
it's a mix.
Yeah. And so what I found out, I did a little research after, and it looks like the county is up in arms about this whole thing. They're like livid. The story is that, well, one, this was filmed in the spring of 23, so it's about a year old. They tried to do this in 2021 but couldn't come to a contractual agreement with the production company. And so what they say is the sheriff went behind everybody's back and made this agreement and without the city's approval.
Interesting.
Yeah, so.
Well, wonder what the different terms were.
It's probably about, I would assume, liability, insurance, this kind of stuff. I would assume, right? They ended up, and maybe it was the amount. Maybe the city says you're going to pay us more. What it looks like happened is they paid the city. They wrote a check to the jail for $60,000. The jail put it into the city. So they didn't like keep it for the jail. They gave it back. They didn't put it in like their budget. Mm-hmm. So there was no impropriety there. It also appears that if you participated in it, the production company gave you $75 on your commissary for each prisoner.
Which isn't a lot because everything that they have to buy is so overpriced.
You saw a screenshot during one of these things where it was something insignificant, but it was, you know, it was almost $3 for something that, you know, that you'd pay a dollar for, right?
Mm-hmm, right. Like everything's way overpriced.
Individual serving of something.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, they live on those ramen noodles and, you know, the packet that they get, they're like 33 cents in the store.
Mm. And $2 for them.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. The city is saying that it was reckless, irresponsible, and dangerous, is what they were saying. I'm guessing this
guy... I thought it was well done, personally.
Yeah, the line was, so, you know, was it exploitative or was it... you know, what was it, right? And so I think there's a line when it comes to these things. But I think when you get to the end, you'll probably go, well, you know, I think it addressed some issues that probably needed to be talked about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it comes down to 23andOne, right?
Yeah. Well, I would love for some people that follow our shows to watch it and maybe chat about it on our Facebook group.
Sure.
Because I would like to talk about it more in detail.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to give away the show since we're not really talking about it. It's just our personal show.
Yeah. I mean, the theory, I mean, it's like anything. It's a community, right? You have elderly people in the group. You have young kids. And as they just let people go to police themselves, there's a struggle there to do that.
Yeah.
And so I think...
who's doing right, who's doing wrong, who's trying to follow the rules, who's trying to break as many as possible, and the impact it has on the whole.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I saw a lot of shifts in people's mindset over the course of the experiment, and I think that it was significant and it was noteworthy, and I'm glad that they did it, and I hope that somebody somewhere important learns from this experiment.
Well, it's the line about who you put, and evidently, so this isn't anything that's on the show, but I think there's two other, unless I missed it, right? And I saw 6 episodes Friday night and 2 Saturday morning, so I wasted some time. But I'm puppy sitting, right? That's really what I'm doing. So it's really when you watched it, too.
Right.
As we're watching a puppy, because she can't be alone right now, we found out this
She's
evening.
She's a little bit crazy.
So I'm afraid at this point. But what I did see is that they have other pods with less serious offenders that have this similar style. So it's not like it's an oddball thing. The sheriff said that, look, we've got a staffing problem also. Mm-hmm. And so to be watching cameras takes fewer people than it does to, you know, be sitting in all these pods doing stuff. So I think he's trying. Look, he's got a budget problem. He's got some theories on
behavioral improvements.
Yeah, and so the theory is, for me, is you know, are you helping people or not, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you saw
I think
a couple,
it was helpful.
You saw a couple people in there kind of get, I'm going to say, I don't know if abused is the right term, but I think they were bullied and, you know, there was some physical things that happened that were uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. I think that happens frequently.
Right. And what they were saying was that this system had far fewer incidents than normally because people were less on edge with more freedom.
What did we see in 60 Days In? I remember it was at 2 seasons ago. It was, and it may have been the COVID season when they were on lockdown.
Yeah.
They'd be, somebody just sit up all night and kick the door.
Yeah.
Like for 8 hours, right?
Or scream.
Yeah. And so when you got unlocked, you'd probably just run into that room and want to throttle that person, you know?
Right, exactly. And that happened.
I don't know. I mean, I thought about it after. And as you start to identify with these people, You know, and I think what I did is I lost sight of the victims of these people, right? And so I don't know if I was trying to figure if I felt
they're
guilty.
They're still serving their time, and yeah. They're still people, and people make mistakes.
Yeah, I get it.
I mean, they're paying the price for their mistakes, but it doesn't mean that they're not people. You don't have to be inhumane.
What if somebody from our family was a victim and you turned on the TV and the person who was convicted of killing them was here, you know, trying to, I don't know.
Well, I mean, I still have some compassion for where people come from. Mm-hmm. There's a reason why people are the way they are. Mm. You know, I mean, unless you're just born with like psychosis or something, you know, you're generally a product of your environment.
Yeah.
Some people just don't know any better, you know, and you could see that in this group where people were starting to learn a different way from each other.
Yeah, I think we saw that in some of the younger people at the end and even in the older people going, you know what, I've learned something. Because right. I think in that scenario a lot, just because you're older, you know, it's still respect and
right.
And all. And I think once you get past that and you go, you know what, everybody probably deserves some respect.
Right.
So it was of, what was it, eight out of 45 minutes ballpark each episode, eight episodes. Mm-hmm. So when I was done, I went, oh, well, I watched a lot of that.
Yeah, it was really good.
I was still working on Saturday, so I'm still doing my job on a day that's supposed to be off while watching that. So I don't feel so bad. I guess it's kind of both. It's, you know, it's something like that you don't have to necessarily just stare and look at. You can be doing something else at the same time. I liked, you know, you kind of identified with some of the characters, so.
Uh-huh.
I did do some research on some of them, so I won't get into all that, but I couldn't help but, you know, after it was done, to just, when I found out when it was made, just kind of, you know, hunt down, seeing what's happened in these people in the past, you know, in the past year.
Year.
Some of them got out, you know, but it was, I thought if you looked at it about freedom, you know, and respect for people, you know, I thought it was a decent show.
Right. I liked that at the end of the last episode that they kind of gave you an update on, you know, what subsequently happened with each of them.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of neat.
Yeah, and there's some updates after that. So
right, obviously.
I guess I won't spoil all of that. But that was fun.
But I'd love to get into a deeper discussion about it. So
if
anybody watches it and wants to chat about it, you know, hit us up on the Facebook page and I'll be happy to chat more deeply.
We have and really it's kind of already started, because it was Susan had said something. She posted something, I think it was Friday, and said, you know, she knows we like our jail shows. And uh-huh. She said, are you watching this? And I was like, yeah, whatever. She's already
watched
it. I'm
already done.
I thought that was great. Already finished. Done already. So we do. We have a Facebook group for our subscribers. So that is there. We are ending what was a free trial period. So that was good. We'll probably do one in another month or so, but we're only $3.99 plus tax, so we're pretty cheap. So I promise you'll get what you pay for. You don't pay for a lot, and you don't get a lot, right? That's what it is.
Oh, stop. No, so get a lot.
You get a couple old people in different rooms. They don't even see each other anymore, but
yeah.
I think we're still married. So legally.
Yeah, we did have dinner together tonight.
We did do that. So we'll talk about that. It's exciting. Two old people having dinner. That's what we'll talk about next.
Thank you for listening. By subscribing to our Coupled with Chaos channel on Apple. Or by subscribing to our Supercast, where you can hear us talk about reality shows. Covering shows airing on TLC, A&E, Bravo, and the WE Network. Tell your friends about this podcast. Follow us at Coupled with Chaos on all the socials.